Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Do you own a small to mid-sized pool? Then you're all too familiar with how difficult it is to keep it clean and well-maintained. That's why Rafferty's Pool Surplus is here to help. We have everything you need to keep your pool water crystal clear in any season. We have top-of-the-line equipment, from aquatic vacuums to durable covers, and strong yet safe chemical cleaners. And we have all of this for the lowest prices you can find, guaranteed. Check out our online store to see just how low the prices are. And for this month only, we're offering free delivery for any online purchase.
Number 71. What products does the company sell? Number 72. What does the speaker emphasize about the products? Number 73. What is being offered for free this month? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Rachel. This is Frank Johnson in accounting returning your call. You mentioned that you would like to buy 10 new laptops for your department on the fourth floor. I understand that your current equipment is out of date and you have several important projects coming up, and I would love to approve your request. Unfortunately, however, it's not up to me. When it comes to such large purchases, you need to speak directly with the chief financial officer. It's also a good idea to prepare a report for him detailing why you feel this is a good use of the company's funds. If you have any questions about that, please get in touch.
Number 74. Why is the speaker calling? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"It's not up to me"?
Number 76. What does the speaker suggest the listener do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. As you're all aware, most people know our company for publishing entertaining and informative travel guides. However, I've asked you all here to announce that we are going to start releasing fictional novels set in exotic locations. If it goes well, we'll consider expanding into nonfiction stories too. We've already begun talking to several talented writers, but this new direction will require quite a few other changes to our usual procedures. It will also require a lot of planning, so Miriam, the head editor, will talk to us now about the project timeline we expect to follow. Number 77. What kind of business does the speaker work for? Number 78. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 79. What will the next speaker talk about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. My name is Sophia, and I work at the Athena Grand Cinema. Around 11 o'clock this morning, you purchased 4 movie tickets for a showing at 8:15 this evening via our mobile app. There was an error with the system, though, and that showing was actually already sold out. I'm sorry to say that your current tickets are invalid. However, we still have seats available for that same movie at 6:45, 7:50, and 9:20 tonight. Of course, I can't make a change until I can confirm your preference, and since we always value our customers, I'm applying a 20% discount to your purchase. Just text me at 555-0845 with your preferred movie time, and I'll take care of the rest.
Number 80. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 81. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"We always value our customers"?
Number 82. What does the caller ask the listener to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for coming out to tonight's Designer of the Year Awards ceremony. This year's winner was a clear choice, Topher De La Rosa, owner and head designer of Rosen Fashionware. Topher started working by himself out of his studio apartment just 4 years ago, but he worked hard, entering jackets, dresses, and footwear in fashion shows across the country. He has now transformed his small label into an internationally recognized brand, designing not only clothing, but furniture and handbags as well. His stores are found all over the country, and he has plans to open several branches in Europe and Asia later this year. Everyone, please give a round of applause for Topher De La Rosa.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 84. What industry does Topher De La Rosa work in? Number 85. According to the speaker, what does Topher De La Rosa plan to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. This is James calling from Tudor Chocolates. The plastic packaging you made for our holiday set just arrived. Unfortunately, I noticed a mistake with it. Some of the dimensions are incorrect, so the chocolate pieces don't fit securely. They might come loose before the customer even opens the box. We don't have time to redo the order, so we'll just have to make it work somehow. Next time, though, I'd appreciate it if you sent some samples of your goods for us to check. Doing so will help us avoid any future confusion.
Number 86. What product does the speaker's company make? Number 87. What is the speaker calling about? Number 88. What does the speaker request? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for taking the time to come in. I wanted to talk to you because you all lead a different department here at New Branch Architecture. While your team's goals are different, some managing skills are important in any field. For instance, to be productive, you probably think that your staff shouldn't take much time off. However, you should encourage your employees to use their vacation time. It helps reduce stress and promote creativity, especially when working on building designs. I've read about the benefits thoroughly in this book by a famous British architect, and I'd like you all to take a look.
Number 89. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 90. What does the speaker recommend the listeners do? Number 91. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. All right, everyone. Our big Midtown comic book convention is only a month away, so we have a lot to cover today. Our biggest concern is increasing ticket sales, which we've struggled with in the past. We're trying to sell e-tickets this year so people around the world can access the convention and participate in its events over the internet. I was skeptical that this would help our sales, but have you checked them recently? If this keeps up, we'll definitely use this strategy next year too. Also, we need to finalize our floor plan. Do you have any suggestions for where we should place the comic book vendors? They were too far from the entrance last year. Number 92. What will the convention focus on? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when he says, "But have you checked them recently?" Number 94. What advice does the speaker ask for? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and table of contents.
Good morning, cast, and welcome to the third day of our table reading for our next play, August Nights. First of all, thank you all for coming in an hour earlier than we planned. We have a lot to cover today, and this shows just how dedicated you all are to our production. Now, go ahead and open your scripts to page 21, and we'll pick up from where we ended yesterday. Oh, keep in mind that this afternoon's session will be quite important. Eugene Williams, the author of the play, will be here, and you'll want to make a good impression.
Number 95. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which section will the listeners cover today? Number 97. What does the speaker say about the afternoon session? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and floor plan.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, the Wilmore Society has reserved Namsay Park on Saturday night for their annual fundraising gala. Their members will do the decorations, but will still take care of the park security. One thing to keep in mind is that the guests will not be using the main park entrance. They'll have dinner beforehand on a riverboat, so all attendees will enter through the opposite end at the docks. And since a DJ will be playing in the picnic area, we'll need to store some of the tables in order to make room for a dance floor.
Number 98. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which entrance will guests use on Saturday? Number 100. What does the speaker say will happen in the picnic area?